This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Somewhere in Minnesota, probably near the network, I don't know, but that's where we find our next guest, and that would be writer and activist Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm at a remote Minnesota lake. The cell coverage here is worse than most motels I had in Australia.
Wow.
So I hope I get through fine.
Well, I'm putting together plan B just in case. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about the attack in Australia in 1915
on a
picnic train by a Muslim terrorist. Killed four people and wounded seven others. It's a bit of history. It's well known across the world, a little bit in Australia. But even there, they've tended to forget about it. And what happened is that every year for, a dozen years or more, one of the local train company at Broken, which is a mining town on the interior of Australia, it's about 500 miles north of Melbourne, and a little bit to the west of Melbourne. And it was a major mining center at the time. And every year, this railroad would host a picnic where they'd pick up passengers and carry them by rail for, I think, just a few miles, and then have a picnic and then take them back. And this year, they did it, well, they were used to doing it on 1 January, the first of the year. And this year was 1915. And in late 1914, World War I had broken out. The Ottoman Empire, or the Turks, as they were commonly known, but the empire was much more than Turkey, had been neutral. They had decided to take a side or either side. And then the Brits under Churchill, who was, I think, Secretary of the Navy at the time, there were two big warships that were being completed in British shipyards. My understanding is that they'd been originally contracted by other countries, but then those countries decided not to pay for them. And the Ottoman Empire had a subscription from the subjects of the empire, and they raised enough money to buy them, and they were now near completion. And World War I broke out, and the British government basically confiscated both ships. And this did not go over well in Turkey or in the Ottoman Empire. And then inside the Ottoman Empire, there was a struggle for power. The prime minister, I mean, they weren't a democracy, so I don't know why they called their leader a prime minister, but they did. And he did not want to go to war. He didn't think Turkey was strong enough to win, and he did not want to lose more territory than they had in recent wars. But the minister for war was pushing hard for war, and he wanted to ally with Germany in the war. And through his maneuvering, the Ottoman Empire attacked Russia in a naval attack, sunk 14 ships, killed a bunch of civilians, and Russia declared war on the Ottoman Empire. And the Ottoman Empire basically went to war in November of 1914. And about the middle of 1914, the religious leader of the Ottoman Empire, who many considered the foremost religious leader in Islam, called on Muslims all over the world to attack any of the allies, any of the people that were allied against the Ottoman Empire. And since Australia was part of the Commonwealth and the United Kingdom was one of the enemies of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, there were two Muslims. There were quite a few Muslims in Australia, by the way, but it appears only two of them heeded the call, go to war against Australia. These two Muslims were at Broken Hill. They obtained rifles, and they decided to attack a picnic train that I described was on January 1st. And there were about 1,300 passengers on this picnic train. It was a big train. It was a big event. And they opened fire on the passengers. You know, they'd planned this out. One of them had a Martini Henry in 577 450, or I think it's 4, and the other had a Snyder conversion in 577 Snyder. They had cartridge belts that held about 48 cartridges each, and they were said to have expended half of the ammunition. Picnic started. They did not, but they were fighting them. One of them said he had in war some times, and they were both from what is now Pakistan. The tribes to be fighting each other all the time. Hard to believe did not have some fighting experience. They had a gunfight with a local. They wounded him. It doesn't appear they were wounded in with some rocky up, and they fire with Australian close them with.
You are breaking up a lot there, dude. That bad connection, I guess. Are you still there? We lost him. Okay. All right. Just so you know, I'm good to go. Mac, I am good to go on this end. I'm set now. We will have Dean back another time when he's in a better reception area. I wonder if they only had wireless connections there. But anyway, not a problem. Coming up on the first break, and we'll just continue on with the rant, shall we? We'll just do that instead. But I've got some stuff coming up for you. I've got another contest that's about to start. I'm going to tell you about that when we get back from the break. Well, I'll just tell you about it now. I have built the ultimate Glock 43. We're going to talk about how you know when you don't have the right carry gun. And I have built the ultimate Glock 43. Now, I had to do these things are not cheap to build. I tried to get it as close as I could to the Staccato C from STI. But somebody out there is going to win the contest, and you're going to get all the parts necessary to build your own ultimate Glock 43. I'm going to tell you how to do that when we get back. And then we'll just go on with the rant. But did you hear me, Mac? I'm good to go. I've no need to worry about throwing something in the wind. I'm good. I am happening. So that when we get back, the ultimate Glock 43 is in play. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it when we get back. And, yeah, there we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I think we have Dean back. Is that right?
That's correct. I've got a little different phone. Seems to be functioning a little better.
Yeah. Let me do one thing before we go, because I didn't know you were coming back. I need to just tell one thing before we take off. I have built the ultimate Glock 43, and somebody out there, tomorrow I'm going to be, if things go right, the video will be going up on YouTube. Video channel is Lock and Load Radio 1. Go to the video, watch the video, listen on the video, and somebody out there is going to get picked by me, and you and me and Hive Technologies are going to build you the same ultimate Glock 43. That takes a Glock 43, which is $450, $480. This is going to be an $1,300 gun when we get done. So pay attention. Check it out on YouTube. Check it out on my social media. Whatever you want to do, just pay attention to that. So, okay, so you're on a better phone. That's good stuff.
Yes. So these two Muslims attacked the picnic train. They killed three people on the train, wounded four others. Then they wounded the police officer on their way retreating. They wounded a homeowner where they tried to bust into a house, but I guess people were following him too closely. So they wounded one man and then kept on retreating. They made it up to the hill on which there were rocky outcrops that were good cover. Remember, there were no warplanes in the middle of Australia at this time, January 1, 1915. And they basically had a firefight with the followers for another 2 hours, at which time they were found to be, one was dead and the other was severely wounded and died at the hospital. So the interesting thing is that there was another Muslim who went to the police and said, hey, these guys are planning an attack. He named them by name, but they asked him, well, when the attack was going to happen and where it was going to happen, and he didn't know. So they just dismissed it. They didn't even interview the two fellows that he had named. And so four people were killed and seven wounded because the police hadn't paid any attention. Does that sound kind of familiar to a few cases we've heard in the last couple of years?
Sounds like Parkland, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like, people need to pay attention to these calls. Of course, this was sort of the first time that Muslims had attacked anybody in Australia. So it should have been a warning to us later on, now, 100 years later. But it also shows that of the many Muslims that were there, it was only a small number that had the opportunity, the desire, and the overall inclination to heed the call to jihad. And that's what we're seeing, too. But it doesn't take very many to cause a lot of carnage. So it's kind of like, not all people become criminals, but there are criminals among them.
Right.
And so we have to be concerned about the Muslims that take their faith more seriously and are more willing to commit crimes of terrorism. So it struck me, when I was in Australia, I visited the site. And that's where I got most of the information for my article. There's pictures of the actual train, this picnic train. All these people are out in the open. Taken an hour before the attack started. Pictures of the actual Martini Henry and Snyder carbine that were used. The two Muslims had made a makeshift Ottoman flag that they flew on the picnic cart. They had an ice cream cart that one of them used to make his living, and they used that to transport the rifles, and they put that flag on it when they started their attack. So there was just an amazing amount of detail, and if you start looking around on the Internet, you can find even more information about this event and that it was well known at the time. But it seems it sort of has been put into the memory hole. On the Ameland article, one comment came from an Australian military man who said, oh, yeah, I remember they taught us about this in school, but I'd completely forgotten about it. So history is important, and we don't want these events that we can learn from to be just put in the memory hole. And that's why I wrote the article, and I thought it was something that we all can consider and learn from. And so that not only that, by the way, the people of the Rifle Club were part of the group that went after the two Muslim riflemen and eventually, you know, killed them both. And nobody in 1915 called for more gun control after this attack.
What wasn't trendy back then, was it?
It wasn't. But, you know, World War One was a horrible disaster for Western civilization all over, and many millions of the very best people in all of Western civilization died in that war. And it changed the politics of England and much of the Commonwealth and even the United States and the rest of Europe forever. Nothing was the same after World War One as it was before. And I think we all took a big step toward socialism. I consider in Russia, there was no communism before World War One, and the Bolsheviks got into power because of World War One. So it was World War One is just a terrible disaster all the way around.
Yeah, that was there. From what I've read about it, I'm sort of glad I was not in the military at that time, because that was bad. That was a bad time.
It really was. And you know, just the generals made bad decisions based on bad theories of how warfare was supposed to work. And these mass attacks with thousands, tens of thousands of people killed in a single battle in a day. And the best of the best. And so, you know, it was a terrible war, and hopefully we'll never have one like it again.
That's an interesting way, though, that you, well, we'll talk about this when we get back. Dean, of course, you can find Dean's stuff, all of his stuff, a great repository of articles, an archive of different topics, covering the breadth of the topic at ammoland.com. There, all of it sits waiting on you. When we get back, more discussion with Dean Weingarten. Now that he has a good phone line, that's good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking out for the first time after it became known that he helped broker a plea deal for sex offender and wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
Epstein got an ultimatum: plead guilty to a charge that would require jail time and registration, or face federal charges.
Acosta, who was a U.S. attorney in Florida at that time, also says
they brought these charges based on new evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender. And this is a very, very good thing.
The Department of Homeland Security reports that apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border in the Southwest were down 28% from the month of May. Regarding those numbers, Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
the president's efforts with Mexico, to include the threat of tariffs, are one of the single most important issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. He is somewhere up in the wilds of Minnesota. You never sit still, do you?
I hope to. In a month, I'll be back in Yuma and devoting my time completely to writing instead of moving around so much. But there are a few conferences I feel compelled to attend in the U.S., like the Gun Rights Policy Conference and the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, for example. So I can never be completely still.
Right. So where would you like to go next, sir?
Well, let's talk about this Supreme Court decision because it hasn't got much press.
Right.
There's a Supreme Court decision that you can't be prosecuted for being a prohibited possessor of firearms unless you knew that you were a prohibited possessor. And what did the case was just recently decided, I think, around June 23rd. And June 21st, I see. And the name of it is, if I may get the pronunciation wrong, Rehaf versus the United States. And a little background on it. In 1938 was the first time that the federal government had created categories of people who were banned from possessing firearms, buying or possessing firearms. And some people think that it was 1934 with the National Firearms Act, but the National Firearms Act didn't really create categories of people who could be banned. It rather created certain categories of guns, machine guns, short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and suppressors, basically, that you had to have pay taxes on, essentially get a permit, that's the way it worked out, and a $200 tax at that if those guns or items had crossed state lines. So it didn't create the categories of prohibited possessors. The categories of prohibited possessors were created in a law 4 years later in 1938. Anyway, so that then there were more categories added in 1968. We got the infamous Gun Control Act of 1968. And then later on, we had the category of misdemeanor crimes of domestic violence added. But in 1986, there was a reform effort, the National Firearm Owners Protection Act, which was promoted by the NRA and was designed to reform some of the worst excesses of the 1968 law before. And in there was a provision that you couldn't be prosecuted for illegal possession of a firearm unless you knowingly committed the illegal possession. In other words, if you didn't know that you had a firearm in possession, or if you didn't know that you were prohibited from owning firearms, they couldn't prosecute you for the crime, which only makes sense. And there's actually a principle in the law that says you may not know that you committed a specific crime, but you have to know that you're doing something wrong to be prosecuted in most cases. Now, there are exceptions, but there are not a lot of exceptions. And in general, if you're doing what would be considered ordinary, innocent conduct, and you have reason to believe that's so, you are not supposed to be prosecuted for it. Now, this case really had nothing to do with whether the person knew they were a prohibited possessor or not. They were an illegal alien. They had dropped out of school and so they'd lost their student visa status, and then they were in possession of firearms and ammunition. But the problem was that the judge instructed the jury that they could assume that this person, knew that they were a prohibited possessor, that nobody had to prove that he was a prohibited possessor because it was just assumed in the law. And it's not. And that's why the Supreme Court took the case and they said, because knowing being a prohibited possessor is essential to violate the law, if you didn't know you were a prohibited possessor, you shouldn't be prosecuted for violating the law. Now, that's a little complex. Did I explain it reasonably well to you?
Yeah, I think so. Does this mean that from this point on that they're going to have to take people that are getting out of jail and give them a debrief where they're saying, okay, you were convicted of this, this, and this crime. This means you can't have this, this, and this.
I think so. But it probably is not so much that they'll do it when they're coming out of jail, but probably when they're sentenced in the first place. And they might do it with people coming out of jail, too. Well, and there's a lot of people who fall into this category because there are people who committed a crime of a misdemeanor domestic violence who never knew it was a crime of misdemeanor domestic violence a couple decades or three or four decades ago.
Right.
And those people had no idea that they were a prohibited possessor. And then you have people who committed a misdemeanor. It was legally a misdemeanor when they committed it, maybe 20 or 30 years ago. But then the state changed the sentencing guidelines for that particular crime, making it longer, and that made them a felon under federal law and a prohibited possessor. So, and then there are people who were convicted, did a plea deal, and maybe got just a couple months probation, and they thought it was a misdemeanor. And if they weren't told that it was actually a felony because the actual sentencing could be as much as a year or 2 years, I would say you could argue that those people were never informed that they were a prohibited possessor. And so now I think, as you suggested, all these types of people will have to be informed that they're prohibited possessors before they can be prosecuted. And that just seems fair and reasonable.
It just seems...
Go ahead.
It just seems to me like this would have been a rule of thumb anyway. In the military, right? In the military, when you're in the military and you're going... Like, if you're overseas, they tell you and spell everything out to you so you understand all the perils that you face when you walk out off of the post and you're what is referred to as on the economy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
They point all this out, and they also point out every possible penalty for every possible violation. And the fact that we haven't been doing this with prohibited people is sort of astonishing to me. We're coming up on the last break. We're coming up on the break, so
okay.
We can finish this up on the other side. Dean,
very good.
All the stuff that Dean has written is waiting for you right now. It's at amoland.com. Look under all contributors. You'll find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my pops want to toss it all the wisdom he shared.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten up in the wilds of Minnesota prior to, he hasn't gone all the way home to Yuma. Well, he's gone to Yuma and then he left. So anyway, so what else would you like? Where would you like to go, sir?
Well, I wanted to mention and clarify a little bit about this prohibited possessor situation, and that there are a number of people who don't know that they're prohibited possessors. There were people who pled misdemeanor charges of domestic violence that they didn't realize were domestic violence charges long before that was a prohibited category. A lot of people in that situation don't know they're prohibited possessors. There are people who had misdemeanor convictions where the length of the penalty was changed later on who don't know they're prohibited possessors. And then there were these people who had were just given probation for short periods and very likely thought they were convicted of a misdemeanor when it was generally when it could have been a felony, which would make them a prohibited possessor. But when those people now go to buy a firearm, and in general the case has been, and they're found to be a prohibited possessor, they don't get charged with prohibited possession. And most people who attempt to buy a firearm and were found to be prohibited possessors don't get charged. And this is one of the major reasons, because large numbers of them didn't know they were a prohibited possessor. And it's general practice among the prosecution that if you are engaged in what would be otherwise innocent conduct, but and you just don't know that it's illegal, and you believe it to be innocent, that you generally don't get charged. So we have large numbers of people who attempt to buy a firearm and then turned away. They're denied. A lot of those are false positives, and a lot of them are people who don't know that they are prohibited possessors. And I just wanted to let people know that just because you're a prohibited possessor and you don't know didn't mean you were going to be charged. And it's been general practice that they not be charged. Part of the big thing about this decision of the Supreme Court is that they said that mere possession of a firearm is presumed to be lawful. And the left has been trying for decades to make the possession of a firearm to be presumed to be sketchy or unusual or immoral, or I guess they never said fattening, but it's been
they try to delegitimize the possession of firearms. Well, the Supreme Court just said, no, possession of firearms is presumed to be lawful unless there's some other mitigating circumstance.
I hear you.
So I think that's a good thing.
Anyway, I do too. I agree with you. So we got about 6 minutes left. So where else would you like to go?
Well, we could talk a little bit about California and I believe Washington State have both passed laws prohibiting young adults 18 to 20 years old from purchasing firearms. And I believe both states prevent people from purchasing firearms unless they go through a federal firearms dealer. And that is being challenged in court because it's blatantly unconstitutional. In the Heller decision, in the opinion, they specifically mentioned that people in the militia included everybody from 18 to 45. So how could you prohibit potential militia members, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, from possessing rifles and shotguns? Now, it'll be up before the Ninth Circuit first. I believe the case was filed in California by the Second Amendment Foundation and Cal Guns. And, I don't want to leave anybody out, but that's what I remember off the top of my head. And to me, it seems like a slam dunk, but then many Second Amendment cases have seemed like a slam dunk in the Ninth Circuit and then been shot down on the in-bank process. So we'll have to see what happens, but I think it's a good case, and it should prevail on the merits very quickly. Nothing is quick in the Ninth Circuit, by the way.
But hey,
what should happen and what will happen are two different things. It won't be quick in the Ninth Circuit.
But, you know, Trump just seated another justice in the Ninth Circuit.
Changes the dynamic. Trump has picked several Ninth Circuit judges now. And so, you know, the three-judge panels are supposed to be chosen randomly. So the odds of a originalist and textualist judge on the Ninth Circuit getting this case have gone up considerably since President Trump has been in office.
He's doing that much to the chagrin of Dianne Fine Frankenstein and Kamala with a brown side of Harris.
It's driving the left crazy. And I get annoyed by these people who basically, look, Trump hasn't finished the wall yet. He said he'd have Mexico pay for it, and it's not done yet. Well, you know, I don't think Donald Trump believed that the entire establishment, including a number of leftist judges in the Ninth Circuit, would oppose him on everything that just seems common sense. I really don't hold it against President Trump that he hasn't completely finished the wall yet.
Well, I mean, he has had to fight. He's still having to fight. Nadler's getting ready to bring a whole bunch of people into to testify, and he's going to, you know, his son and most of his staff and Pete Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. They're all going to be, so he's constantly in the middle of a big distraction.
Oh, yeah, and a battle. And it's just, I have to admit, I think he's the first president we've had in probably at least 50 years who was actually willing to fight and to work hard to accomplish things. And he has accomplished some amazing things so far. So I am not displeased with President Trump. I'd like to see some different things happen. I wasn't real happy with the bump stock ban, but that's being challenged in court. We'll see what happens.
Sure. I mean, to a degree, I would have to sit back and think maybe there was some, you know, Trump is, if he's nothing else, he's a master of misdirection. Since there was never any law about bump stocks out there, maybe he threw that out there to where some court's going to have to come back and say, well, you know, the ATF adjudicated this to be a legal accessory three different times prior to this. So what
That's
changed?
Right. And it,
what changed?
And it was a regulation, not a statute, so it's much easier to reverse. So, but we'll just have to see what happens because it's in the courts, and the courts move slowly.
Yes, they do. Before we run out of time, so where are you going from Minnesota?
Well, I'll be heading back to Wisconsin. The cell connection will be better, and I hope to be with you on Friday from northern Wisconsin.
That'd be cool. I hope so. I hope so. And now, are you just up for in Minnesota for a little R&R?
Yes, I'm visiting family at a beautiful lake resort. Well, actually, a lake house, private residence on one of these remote Minnesota lakes. It's a pretty good-sized lake. Haven't done any fishing yet.
Yeah.
4,000-acre lake, I'm told. So,
well, that means you might be taking up some
lovely
fishing.
Lovely place.
There you go. I do appreciate you taking the time to come back in. I appreciate you going to find that better phone. I do appreciate
it's
that, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill, and I'm always have a fun time on your radio show.
Thank you, sir. We will talk to you Friday.
Very good.
All right. We'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should always remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. That's all they want. They've never wanted anything less. This has been Lock and Load.
To thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.